Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Plenary Call number 50 on the 8th of November, 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Ram, Norm, Lauren, Navid, Eric, Denise, and Zarko was with us. I believe he's still trying to join. We have no observers at this time. We do have apologies from Russ, Abe, Boban, and Mr. Matagoro. From ICANN organization, Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. And today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Jennifer speaking. So an update regarding the face-to-face meeting in January, February. The meeting team came back and said that this, because of the broad scope that we had given them initially, they haven't been able to provide us any quotes or information, but they suggested to speed things up. What would be helpful is if the review team could identify a date, a couple of dates even, where they can go ahead and we can put together quotes for the particular locations that were discussed in Barcelona, which I believe were Vancouver and then DC and the Brussels office, just to give some comparative pricing. So if you all can discuss, but what would be ideal at this point is if we could get a set date or even maybe like two sets of dates where you would we can do a judo poll and get a confirmation from the team, and then from there the meetings team can provide quotes. So that's what I have for the moment. So happy to discuss or take any questions.
Okay, so this is Lauren. Thank you, Jen. So I think, you already put like obvious action item in front of us, which is to create a doodle poll to just check what times in January, February would work for us. I doubt there are any objections to this. If you have objections or comments, then please raise your hand. Furthermore, weren't we also discussing LA, the meeting at the LA office, or has it been dropped for some organizational reason and I forgot about it?
So it hasn't, from my knowledge, it hasn't intentionally been dropped. I maybe just hadn't included that. So I can certainly add that back in and let the meetings team know. That's no problem.
Okay, perfect. Are there any comments on the face-to-face meeting for January, February 2019? Please either speak up or raise your hand. Navid, go ahead, please. Also, you're Navid, if you're speaking, at least I cannot hear you. Sorry, is this on me, or can other people hear Navid?
I can't hear him.
This is Denise. I can't hear him either. Could you put me in the queue, Lauren?
Okay. Navid, could you check what's going on with your mic? And then while Navid is checking, Denise, go ahead.
Thanks. To move things along, could we have staff please send a note to the list today and ask people to post to the list any conflicts they have in the months of January and February, or just send it straight to Jennifer, and then within 48 hours, the chairs consider that and start a doodle poll and with an aim to have this wrapped up in terms of our requested meeting dates that we want to pull on in the next couple of days. And obviously, the sooner we get this decided, the sooner we can make arrangements and save money.
So this is Lauren again. Naveed, you still have your hand up. So I read you also wanted to talk about dates. So I thought I would make sense at the end of discussing this matter. Jennifer, would it be possible to get that doodle out today? Maybe with a deadline or like an initial deadline, let's put it, by the end of Sunday this week. So with some luck, we will have some kind of picture of what is happening by Monday for the leadership call. Would that be possible?
Hey, Lauren, this is Denise. My apologies. I'm on the phone yet and not on Adobe yet. I'm in transit. But I think it would be, instead of, it'd be a huge doodle poll to poll for the whole month of January and February for three different locations. So if we could narrow it down a bit by asking team members in the next, say, 24 hours to let Jennifer know if they have big blocks of conflict. So, and then have the leadership team select some blocks of dates for people to do a doodle poll on. I think that would make it a little more manageable. Thanks.
Okay, Denise, that also makes sense. So my concept was to essentially hold the dates first and see what's possible, simply because we are beholden to the like meetings team as well as a variety of logistics for the location. My point being, I'm not sure if we have to pull these locations already because we don't know where they will be able to accommodate us. So what do you think? Should we do dates first or should we try to limit it down, as you said? What do you think works better?
I'm open to anything, but I think which part of the world the meeting is held in will determine the, in part, determine people's availability. So we kind of need to pull both dates and locations.
Okay.
Which is
why,
makes sense. Yeah, thanks.
Makes sense to me. So what's the proposed kind of structure of the poll you have in mind?
Well, I would suggest first Jennifer send a note to the list in the next hour saying, if you have any big conflicts for January and February that you cannot attend a meeting, please send them to me. Then have her collate those in the next day and send them to the leadership. And then we'll give direction on constructing a poll that has meeting dates in January and February and locations. Is what I was thinking.
Okay. I see, Eric, you have your hand up as well.
Yeah, I just want to double check. How long of a meeting are we anticipating? How many days?
Staff, have you done any planning on that specifically?
Hi, it's Jennifer. So I think in our planning, we were going to provide costs for 2 and 3 days. So I don't know if the team has a preference to narrow that down immediately.
Okay, so this is Lauren again. I feel, and please comment, everyone on the call, my point of view is probably 3 days is better considering that we all will likely to have to fly in. Normally saying in chat minimum 3 days, and I actually do share that point of view because with flights and coming in and out, I'm thinking we might even need 4 days as kind of going into Norm's direction. Any comments on that? Okay, so I guess none. Then let's do the following if everybody agrees. Jennifer, if you could kind of go ahead with like Denise's plan that she kindly outlined, and leadership team will pick this up as Denise said, and then I think we will have a discussion about the length. But I think currently like 3 days is like a good starting point. Even though, as I said, I feel maybe 4 would be better, but I know this is getting difficult for people to accommodate. So let's maybe take this one off the call. Norm, I see you're typing, so I'll quickly wait until that is through. Yeah, Okay. So Norm also thinks maybe 4 days is better. We'll discuss this. Jennifer, if you could send out the initial note. Is there anything else on the face-to-face people would like to discuss, or can we move on? Okay, I cannot see any hands, but I see Navid is typing. So, again, I will wait for that. Okay, Navid is saying, prefer if the date include 2 days of weekend. And it will be used for people to take days off. Yes, I mean, this is something we'll do after the email and see with a bit more data what's possible. Would that be okay with everybody?
Yes.
Oh, no, Jennifer is typing too. Jennifer, yes, you can also speak.
I will do. Thank you. I was just going to say to Navid that kind of information is useful, and I'll ask for people to include that kind of preference in their note that includes any conflicts that they have as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jennifer. So I think we can then go ahead with no hands showing and all the chat comments addressed. So we can go to agenda point two, which is the email thread that has been kind of coming back regularly on what's our methodology for assessing the SSR 1 recommendation. So there were a variety of comments by Alain, who is unfortunately not on this call. There were comments that were somewhat in agreement by one, and I think Carrie also raised something. She's also not on the call. So I was just wondering if, you know, people could kind of state their positions on that, what they see as potential options for us to deal with the SSR1 recommendations. I think there is somewhat of an agreement in the team, please correct me if I'm wrong, that some of it has been quite kind of difficult, and now I hear myself twice, which is very strange. Okay. Anyone, any comments on the email thread SSR1 recommendations, or would you prefer we move this to the next call when the people who have been voicing this kind of stuff are actually available? So, Eric, go ahead.
All right, I'll take the bait. So I think this conversation over email thread has exceeded the point of diminishing returns, and I think we've tried to schedule the last three calls to have the people that were discussing it on to discuss it, and they haven't been here. So I think at this point, I personally don't understand the objections, because I feel like they're rehashing things that we've all talked about on the team already, so I feel like maybe it's more of a minority report, and I think we should just move on.
Okay, so this is Lauren again. I see your point, Eric. I'm just wondering, shall we do something along the lines of for the next call, put it on the agenda with a clear note, this is the last time it will be put on the agenda. Either people who have these objections are there and voice them clearly and concisely, or give an email before, and if not, we essentially consider it done, because I agree it's really difficult for us to address this if the people who have issues are never available. Navid, I can see you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Navid, I cannot hear you again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So to me, this is a very, very delayed task already as far as the review team is concerned. I think we need to move on, as Eric said. So we have discussed all the issues in detail, and there is no way we can all agree upon what needs to be done and to which depth we need to analyze this. I think what was available and what was given to us, we have evaluated that and make our recommendation or note on that. When we write on this, if somebody has to draft something specific to it, that person or member is welcome to do that. To me, we need just to finalize this and work on the real stuff that we need to do otherwise.
Okay, thank you very much, David. So, summing this up here, as you also prefer to move ahead. So I'm just putting in the room. I mean, Zarco is also saying we should address this. My point of view is, as I said, I would say if people are okay, give them one last chance, underlining this is the last chance next week, and we just jump over it right now so we can actually, you know, kind of move on with this call. Would we be all right with that? I know people want to move, and I agree with that. Okay, I see no objections on that. So let's put that in action items. Oh, Denise, you're typing. You can also just speak if you want.
Yeah. Hi. I agree with you. I would also. I think we should also ask those that would like to discuss this further to try and put a more fulsome discussion on the email list. I've read the emails and I don't quite understand what they're proposing exactly the team do as an alternative to what we've decided. So if we could ask those interested in this issue to clarify their alternative proposal so we could have this, so we can understand in advance of next Thursday's call, I think that'd be useful too. Thanks.
Perfect, Denise. Thank you very much. This is more or less in line with what I wanted. Eric, you also have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, not to belabor the point and not to be cantankerous on this, but I see in the chat room that some people are underscoring, without calling out names, that there may be some rationale that supports this concern. Does anybody on the call feel like they can speak to that concern? Because maybe we can have the discussion now. And if someone feels like they can sort of represent what the concerns are and we can adjudicate it, then we can move on. And if anybody later says, I wish I'd been on that call, that's sort of really not the team's fault. Is that a right?
Okay.
Is that a reasonable move forward? I only say this because it's been at least a month that we've been trying to have this discussion. And if the parties don't join the calls, we can't have this discussion. And I just hate for SSR1 to be delayed any more than it already has been. That's just my concern.
Okay, thank you, Eric. So I can't really speak to it because I have to admit I have not understood all the concerns clearly. Let me see. So I assume you and Denise, it's the same, more or less. Naveed also kind of mentioned it more for going forward. I'm just not sure if anyone's here. Is anyone here who would be comfortable to speak to this, or would you prefer we just cut this off right now, move on in the agenda, and do it next week? I think I shouldn't ask all questions. So if no one's raising their hand, I assume no one can raise any points, and we will give it like one last try next week and then consider it done. Zarco, I see you're typing. So please go ahead also via voice if you want. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. So would you be able to raise anything, Zarco, but without your microphone, you don't feel like it? Is that okay. So it seems that there is not really the possibility to have a discussion because people cannot address it. So let's do it in the plenary. Let's send one last email because I think then we really try to address these concerns and no one can claim otherwise. So Jeff, I'm assuming this is done and we can move on to the work plan, which is agenda item 3. So work plan has been going around quite a lot. Jennifer kindly posted the link to the Google Doc there, members were so kind to adjust some dates. Jennifer was so kind to remove the work stream, and we decided to not pursue further. And there was ample time now on the email list to check this. I think I, as my last comment, I want to reiterate that we all know this is an important document, but that we are flexible in adjusting those times, and probably there will be some times that will be adjusting in the future. Are there any comments on the work plan on the call? I cannot see any hands. Would the team members present please indicate, if possible? Oh, no, now we have comments. Okay. Denise, go ahead.
Actually, I'd like to have Naveed go first. He may have an answer to this question I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sorry, I haven't seen Naveed's hand yet. Oh, yeah, now it's here. Naveed, please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I tried to spend some time during last week on this document, tried to adjust some of the dates, especially the time that we allocate Workstream 5. So I want the team members to have a look at that, especially because I tried to push the drafting and approval, and I tried to give that more time and push it in from January to February, rather than it was after each work stream finalized its work, it was there to be done. But I just tried to push it, as I mentioned in the last call. So I would just like the team members to have a look at that from that perspective and give their feedback, because we had some time from work stream 5 schedule. So I tried to utilize that.
Yes, thank you, Naveed. I think, Denise, this is probably what you wanted to comment on.
This and thank you, Naveed, for adjusting the dates. I think they're fine with me, and I wanted to underscore what Lauren has said and what we've been saying about this work plan, just to make sure we all have clarity on it. We'll be sort of adopting this and posting it on our wiki and sending it to the SONACs and the board with the, you know, with a note that this is currently our work plan. As our work evolves, we will periodically update it as needed. So I encourage team members to think of this as a living document. And our work progressed exactly as we had it mapped out. But there may well be changes and needs for updates. And I would note that other review teams have updated their work plans, I don't know, 10 or 15 times, a lot. Hopefully we don't have to do that. But I would propose that, you know, we give people just one last day, today or night to offer any additional comments on this, and then consider it our first post-pause work plan, and post it tomorrow and send it out to the community. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. Naveed, I can see your hand is still up. Is that all? Yes, I assume that's all. So,
yeah, I'm done.
Good. So this is Lauren again. Let's go ahead and do what has been recommended. Jennifer, would you be so kind to add an action item? Remind the team immediately after this call that they have a final 24 hours to check this over. There were no objections raised during this call. Please, if anyone has objections, raise your hand now or add it to the chat. If not, I would say, Jennifer, please send out this email after the call. And then by the end of tomorrow, this thing will be officially adopted for now. Everyone good with that? I see no objections. So then that is done with said action item put in, and we can talk about the workstream report template. Anyone who wants to comment on that, I just posted where it is. So it came in the email. So this is the SSR2 review, SSR2 8th of November agenda is at the bottom of the email. If anyone has any comments, please go ahead. Just to make sure, are people able to access the document? Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. So as no one is saying anything, I'll give a rundown. So essentially, it's the proposed workstream report structure. We will say what the topic is. We will summarize the relevant research in point two. Point three will be the analysis and findings. Point four, we'll speak about the motivating problem. So essentially, here in the text is called what's the fact-based issue that the recommendation is intending to solve. And then obviously, finally, number five will be the recommendation itself. There is a bit more text there that is not on screen, so I'll go over that as well. Which is like, okay, what's the recommendations? What are the findings that support it? What's the rationale behind it? What where will the recommendation impact essentially? And then we talk about how it could be implemented or how it proposed to implement it. There will be in the end a measure of success. So I think this is one of the results of our SSR 1 recommendation assessment. We give a priority of that recommendation, and when we speak to the consensus. So now I see this was updated, so all my talking was useless. Okay, Navi, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Navi. I just want to ask if, we think that this structure, I have no objection to the structure of the document as it is now because it's very high level, but would that be an evolving document and the structure? We are not freezing it, right? If so, we think some later something is needed, then we can discuss it and add to it. This is my assumption to this proposed structure.
This is Lauren. This is also my understanding that this is like, you know, our current version, a bit like the work plan. If we see we need to adjust, we probably can adjust. Are there any other comments or ideas regarding this document? Denise, please go ahead. Denise, if you're speaking, I cannot hear you.
Yes. Hi. Yes. I think the structure is fine. I think some of the details are likely not appropriate for every draft recommendation we come up with, an issue we tackle. For example, we already have an overarching terms of reference that obligate us to provide recommendations that are in the scope of our review. We don't need to address that as a rationale for every action item we include in there. Similarly, noting that our recommendation is aligned with the mission. Again, then it gets into some of the details that we don't really need to address. It also gets into some details on implementation that, depending on what the recommendation is, would be premature. There may be some recommendations where we give, you know, guidance to, say, staff and recommend that staff come up with a implementation plan after considering the following, you know, five factors. So I think we need to, I would recommend that we adopt the overall structure and continue to consider the more detailed bullets that are posted under rationale, implementation, and measures.
Thank you, Denise. That sounds very sensible, and this is also how I understood this document to be. I can see, Eric, you also have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Okay, so then just to be completely in violent agreement amongst the vice chairs, I sort of read the document differently as kind of just the way you were describing it, Denise, and so just to sort of say it in my own words, so as a third voice saying I think the same thing, I think that the blue topic areas, the topic summary, blah, blah, make sense to sort of guide us, but I think, one, this whole document is there for guidance, not there to restrict us, but two, I think under, for example, recommendations where we're talking about, I think all of that is just there to help us form our thinking. I don't think we should feel that that is constraining as to how we should write up our report. I think our report or our recommendations will all take their own form, our work stream work. So I think this is just to sort of tease the thinking out and that we're to sort of write something that's impactful. And I think to make something impactful, I don't think we necessarily have to follow a template. So I think I completely agree. I think this should be taken as how do we structure our thinking? We should write however we think it makes sense. That's my opinion.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Denise, your hand is up again or still?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So that's that I take as a Noam, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm struggling to understand what motivating problem means. That's kind of a new phrase for me. Maybe someone could describe what that is. Does that mean like discussion or conclusion or I don't know what it means.
I think, Eric, you have your hand up, so I assume you would like to explain that.
I think, unfortunately, I have to because I think I'm the one that that caused that text to show up there. So I suggested some text. I'm not married to it. But what was there was something about hypothesis that was not actually the proper use of hypothesis. So I just suggested we change it to something that actually made sense. Seems like I missed, and I proposed something else that doesn't make sense. So that's bad on me. But what it looked like the section was trying to capture was why was this work investigated? Like, why are you doing this? And so, you know, maybe it should just be motivation or something like that if we want it at all. So that's not to defend the text, it's just to explain it. I'm happy to do whatever the team wants.
Okay, so why don't we just call it issue to be addressed instead of motivating problem? Because I think this is essentially what it is, right? Like, what do we want to address? What are we trying to solve? Would that be an acceptable edit?
Well, it's a work stream, so the work streams are probably covering a very broad area, so that it may be difficult to try and summarize it like a big work stream all at once maybe, but, you know, whatever people want. I just want to remind us as the work stream template.
Okay, so I can see we're a bit unsure on that one. Navid, I can see you're typing. If you can, you can also just speak.
I'd also suggest that we don't need it. I mean, we have section one as a topic, section two is a summary, section three is analysis. By the time we get to section four, if you haven't been motivated for the problem, it might be too little too late. So we might also consider yanking it out.
So Navid is proposing problem statement as another option. So I think this is really difficult to do on the call, keeping in mind the time. Following proposal, we're already sending out another document for review. So generally, we're fine with the document. I think we want to discuss the motivating problem. Should we essentially, I think between Denise, Eric, and myself, we should probably add a little header to this document so that everyone is aware what the idea behind it is. And we were the three to kind of talk about this. So I propose we come up via email with like one or two sentences to explain what the idea behind this problem is. Behind this document is. We send it out to the team. Then people can make proposals and hopefully we'll wrap it up via list in, 48 hours. Would this work for everybody? Denise, I see you're typing.
Thanks. I've been taking notes in the draft and changing it as people make suggestions, so I'm happy to take the pen, do an updated draft, share it with those who have been offering suggestions, make sure that we're all aligned on an updated draft, and then get an updated draft out to the list to give people a final opportunity to make any changes and then consider it a guide. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Denise. That is great. So, staff, I'm not sure who is typing right now. If you could please add the action item that Denise will hold the pen, will send it out to the people who have been vocal today, and as soon as these edits are all in, it will be distributed to lists. People will have some time to reply and to adopt the document. Anything else on that document, or can I move on? I do not see any hands. So let's go to item number 5, which is the DNS SSR workstream discussion. I think KC and Eric, this is essentially your territory, if I'm not mistaken.
KC is here.
Excellent. So I don't mind. KC, you want to start? Eric, do you want to start? I don't know if you have agreed anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a change from last week, but Eric and I went through the future work stream stuff, and we basically tried to fold in things from the future work stream that seemed more closer in, more imminent. We also talked with Carrie Ann about it, and Carrie Ann was fine with it and also suggested that maybe some of this process of what goes in the future work stream versus the present work stream is the kind of stuff that might fall out of more deeper discussions about the things that are in each work stream, not just three. So I guess we're still waiting for the team to give some feedback on whether they agree with that, have any objections, see anything that we should not have moved to three, or additional things that should be in four, or can we just kind of declare this done for the moment and move on? Is that, Eric, is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. So I think that, in fact, I think that's exactly right. I think we just want to make sure that before we start down this path, that everyone's had a chance to look at it so that nobody feels like it's the wrong direction after we've invested some time in it. So we kind of wanted a, hey, team, this is what we have. Take a look, and silence will be golden, and we can move forward. So this was our sort of touch point for that, I think. We hadn't, Casey, don't let me put words in your mouth, but I don't think we sort of cracked it open yet and started working on it. We really just wanted to make sure we did this in the proper, like with the proper order of operations. So, okay, cool. So if anyone on the call has looked at it and has comments, I think we're definitely all ears. But presuming that other people have lives and other things in their lives besides SSR too, which is hard to imagine, but I can do it if I stretch. Maybe we can put a TTL on this and say within, you know, X hours or X days, people will have spoken up if they have any concerns. Otherwise, the work stream will begin on its merry way. How does that sound?
So this is Lauren speaking. I cannot see anybody raising their hand. I think it would make sense to kind of send this to list a bit like with the recommendations methodology, even though this is not to say that we have been dragging this as long. So I think you've done a great and quick job. So what's the action item you're proposing? Do you want to also kind of have a read-through, make sure it's all like you want it, and then KC or Eric send an email to the group at large, give a deadline for people to review and kind of say, okay, if you have any issues, raise them. If you're happy with it, let's go ahead. Is this what you're having in mind?
So I kind of want to make better use of the plenary calls than to sort of emit emails as a result. I'd like to sort of make the call right now, and maybe we can put it as sort of a summary item so that anybody that's...
I mean, yeah, because we sort of did what you're saying, Lauren. We did that last week.
Yeah, exactly.
I am aware.
Yeah, so I think at this point, you know, participation in the calls is important. So, you know, if someone feels like, oh, I wish I'd seen an email to that effect, to Casey's point, we did do an email to sort of the broader point. Participation is critical. So I'd say this is the call. I'd say, Casey, what do you think about just saying like 40-hour TTL? If nobody has sort of is sort of admitted to sort of a constructive comment that causes us to pause or change things, in 48 hours we move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I can deal with what Lauren is saying. I appreciate what you're saying, Eric, and I would like this to be over, but in the interest of process, I'm also fine if it says you have to make a substantive objection on the list, and we can try to hash it out on the list, and if there's something that we can't hash on the list by next Thursday, we can revisit it on the call. Otherwise, we declare it done before then.
I'm with that.
It on the call. It's done.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I just didn't feel like we needed to send an email to sort of have that agreement. I felt like we could have that agreement verbally. And certainly discussing things on the list is a good idea. I wasn't trying to push back on that. Sorry.
Yeah. And I may not be on the call next week. I may be on an airplane. So I will certainly respond to any issues on the list before then.
Okay. So this is Lauren again. So just so you understand the action item to take, which is you will send like a final notification to list that if no one raises anything substantial within the next 48 hours, this thing is adopted because I cannot see any issue being raised on the call. Is that
I can do
correct?
That. I'll do that, Lauren. Yes.
Good. Jennifer, would you, or Brenda, I'm not sure, would you add like the action item? But again, this is only informative. If nothing comes in, this will be approved. So this is the kind of like summary of this discussion. So we want to approve. We just give another 48 hours for people to check and make sure. Is this fine with everybody? I can see, yes, I have an S from Naveed and Norm. I also think this is a good idea. So if anything serious is happening, we can do it. Otherwise, no. Good. Which means point five is dealt with, which brings us to agenda point six, which is any other business. Does anyone have any other business to raise? Please go ahead or raise your hand. Calling again, any other business? Anyone wants to? No, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wonder if we've received any feedback from anybody. So since we've started to improve our outreach and communication, I just wonder if there's if that's been reciprocated in any way. But like, I haven't seen anything. I wonder if anyone else has.
So this is Lauren. I have not. Please, anyone else, go ahead. Okay, we have a no from Denise via chat. Norm, your hand is still up. Do you want to continue on that point, or is that all? Okay, I see no further hands. Again, if anyone wants to raise anything regarding Norm's point or any other business, please go ahead. Otherwise,
hey.
I... Yeah?
Lauren?
Hey, Denise.
This is Denise. Since we have a few minutes, I think it'd be useful just to do a status check on the work on SSR1 implementation write-up, review, give people a chance to raise any questions or issues they have with the write-up, clarify who's holding the pen if there is any confusion on that, and review what our target date is for having the full drafts of our assessments for each recommendation done. Just kind of a stop and check on SSR1.
Okay.
And then perhaps people... Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry, I thought you were done. Please finish.
Yep. Could staff please post in the Adobe chat access to the list that has the facilitators for each of the recommendations and where the drafts are.
So
and I would suggest that for the just for the sake of keeping this top of mind and on track, that we do a quick status check on this work at each call. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Denise. I'll just read out Norm's comment in case someone cannot see the chat. So he is waiting on some input from Scott on a few items. So that the ones I'm dealing with seem doable as they are, with the limitations we all are aware of. And our date for finalizing according to work plan is the end of November. I mean, finalizing a first draft at the end of November. So I think it's good you reminded us of that, Denise, and I think we will, Jennifer, if you could, or Brenda, I'm not sure, if you could be so nice, you put this issue on the leadership's call agenda, so we will follow up on that. Any other comments on the SSR1 recommendation writing? I do not see any. Is there any other business, or can we go ahead and confirm the action items? I see no hands, I see nothing in chat, and I do not hear anyone speaking. So I assume we can move to agenda item 7, which is confirming the action items and decision reached, and there are quite a few today, so staff, please go ahead.
Thank you. So, they're pretty lengthy today. So, action items. One, staff to send a note to the list asking the team to send any personal conflicts or preferences for the January-February face-to-face meeting within 24 hours. And then staff to send collated summary of conflicts to leadership team by the end of this week with the aim of sending a doodle poll to the team early next week. Locations to include Vancouver, LA, GC, Brussels. Number three, leadership to send a note to the team noting the email thread regarding SSR1 recommendations methodology will be addressed again on next week's plenary call. Those with questions or concerns should be ready to address this agenda item on the call. Staff to recirculate the work onto the list, asking team members to check over and raise any objections within 24 hours. Unless objections are raised, the work plan will be considered as adopted, noting the work plan is a living document to be updated as needed. Once adopted, staff to circulate the work plan to the SRNA team members and the board on behalf of the SSR review team with the review team in copies. Denise to hold the pen on the updated draft of the worksheet report template based on comments from the team and share with the team for final review. Casey to send an FYI email to the team noting the summary of discussions around workstreams 3 and 4 shared during the call last week, and members should raise any issues on list. And then add the SSR1 recommendations work to the leadership agenda for discussion on Monday. Is there anything else I missed or any edits to the action items?
I see Denise is typing. I think we wanted to have a 48-hour deadline on the FYI email by KC. Did I kind of make that up in my mind, or did we say this?
She said it. I'm confused. I'm sending an email.
Yes. But are we giving people like 48 hours to do that, or will we leave it open?
Oh, that's up to you guys. You did say 48 hours, as did Eric, and I said I don't care what the time. You guys figure it out. I don't care what the timeline is.
Mm-hmm. So in the interest of getting things done, I would definitely put like a deadline on it.
Okay, and you want it to be 48 hours? Okay,
we can. We can do 72. I mean, I'm okay with either option. I mean, weekend coming, so maybe 72 on that one, just to be fair to everybody.
And honestly, guys, if somebody comes in next Tuesday or Wednesday with an objection, we're not gonna refuse to deal with it. So my inclination is just
okay.
To say,
No, the spirit of it was mostly like everyone's deadline driven. If you say one day we're going to look at this, no one will look at it. If you say we're going to move on in a day, people say, oh, I have a day to look. So that's all it is.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll communicate by
the next call, because as Steve is underlining correctly, like we're coming up to weekend and this is kind of maybe people want to read it. So let's do by the next call. Is everyone happy with that?
Yep, I'll do that.
Good. Awesome. And I think that concludes everything we wanted to discuss. So thank you, everybody, for the call today. And we'll speak again next Thursday. Oh, wait, Denise is talking. Oh, no, just thanks. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. And a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.